365 Reading Bible. Continue with John chapter 4, verses 43-54. At the end of 2 days, Jesus went on into Galilee. He had previously said, "A prophet is honored everywhere except in his own country." The Galileans welcomed him, for they had been in Jerusalem at the Passover celebration and had seen all his miraculous signs. In the course of his journey through Galilee, he arrived at the town of Cana, where he had turned the water into wine. There was a government official in the city of Capernaum whose son was very sick. When he heard that Jesus had come from Judea and was traveling in Galilee, he went over to Cana. He found Jesus and begged him to come to Capernaum with him to heal his son, who was about to die. Jesus asked, "Must I do miraculous signs and wonders before you people will believe in me?" The official pleaded, "Lord, please come now before my little boy dies." Then Jesus told him, "Go back home. Your son will live." And the man believed Jesus' word and started home. While he was on his way, some of his servants met him with the news that his son was alive and well. He asked them when the boy had begun to feel better, and they replied, "Yesterday afternoon, at 1 o'clock, his fever suddenly disappeared." Then the father realized it. It was the same time that Jesus had told him, "Your son will live." And the officer and his entire household believed in Jesus. This was Jesus' second miraculous sign in Galilee after coming from Judea. Note, as I read the scriptures, I get belief and more belief that through Jesus Christ, all the blessings, all the honor, all the promises of God, and my faith is growth. That's why I need to have evidence by praising and worshiping Jesus and continue to have peace and joy and evidence that through Jesus Christ, all things will be well. Amen. I need to focus on Jesus, praise Jesus, and thank him as I go along. My thanking is my walking. As this man went home on his way, he believed. So our work is to believe in the one who God sent and has our salvation and our continuous miracles working through us. His work working through us. Amen. Now in chapter 5 of John, verses up to 23, afterwards Jesus returned to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish holy days. Inside the city near the sheep gate was the pool of Bethesda with 5 covered porches. Crowds of sick people, blind, lame, or paralyzed, laid on the porch. One of the men lying there had been sick for 38 years. When Jesus saw him and knew how long he had been ill, he asked him, "Would you like to get well?" "I can, sir," the sick man said, "for I have no one to help me into the pool when the water stirred up. While I'm trying to get there, someone else always gets in ahead of me." Jesus told him, "Stand up, pick up your sleeping mat, and walk." Instantly, the man was healed. He rolled up the mat and began walking. But this miracle happened on the Sabbath day, so the Jewish leaders objected. They said to the man who was cured, "You can't work on the Sabbath. It's illegal to carry that sleeping mat." He replied, "The man who healed me said to me, 'Pick up your sleeping mat and walk.'" "Who said such a thing as that?" they demanded. The man didn't know, for Jesus had disappeared into the crowd. But afterwards, Jesus found him in the temple and told him, "Now you are well, so stop sinning, or something even worse may happen to you." Then the man went to find the Jewish leaders and told them it was Jesus who had healed him. So the Jewish leaders began harassing Jesus for breaking the Sabbath rules. But Jesus replied, "My Father never stops working, so why should I?" So the Jewish leaders tried all the more to kill him. In addition to disobeying the Sabbath rules, he has spoken of God as his father, thereby making him equal with God. Jesus replied, I assure you, the Son can do nothing for himself or by himself. He does only what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and tells him everything he is doing, and the Son will do far greater things than healing this man. You will be astonished at what he does. He will even raise from the dead anyone he wants to, just as the Father does, and the Father leaves all judgment to his Son so that everyone will honor the Son just as they honor the Father. But if you refuse to honor the Son, then you are certainly not honoring the Father who sent him. Amen. There it is. And the Father leaves all judgment to his Son, so that everyone will honor the Son, just as they honor the Father. But if you refuse to honor the Son, praise and worship him and thank him for your situations, then you are certainly not honoring the Father who sent him. Whew. Lo and behold, I have no more saints that I used to pray to and burn candles to. Hallelujah. Everyone will honor the Son. I praise. It's an honor to bring a situation to the Lord Jesus and place it at his feet and praise him and thank him for him. It's eating my lunch, but I'm praising and thanking the Lord about it. Amen. Praise be to the Lord Jesus Christ, who gives us all things to pertain to life and godliness. Amen. In verses 24 to 47 of John 5, I, Jesus, assure you, those who listen to my message and believe in God who sent me have eternal life. They will never be condemned for their sins, but they have already passed from death into life. And I assure you that the time is coming, in fact, as it is here, when the dead will hear my voice, the voice of the Son of God, and those who listen will live. Note, we that are alive are hearing right now the voice of the Son of God. We have the capacity to live abundantly with these words. Jesus says, I assure you, you who listening to my message and believe in God, that God the Father sent him, have eternal life. Believing in the words that Jesus has given us, they will never be condemned for their sins, but they have already passed from death into life. I assure you, family, I rejoice and thank God that I am not going to be condemned for my sins, that Jesus has taken it away, stock barrel, and the whole enchilada. I believe they will never be condemned for their sins. Why is it that we have self-condemnation? The devil reminds us of that, and then we stay in the loop of depression. But we have already passed from death to life. The reason we stay under depression and self-condemnation is we don't read the words of God so the water can cleanse us and transform our minds and shoot the devil away. The devil is defeated by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Let's see, verse 26. The Father has life in himself, and he has granted his Son to have life in himself. Amen. Note, and the Son has granted life to us that we may have life in ourselves. Enthusiasm, wisdom, energy, and strength. Verse 27. And he has given him authority to judge all mankind because he is the Son of God. Amen. The authority that Jesus has is that they believe in him, they will be saved. When they don't believe in him, the authority is to judge them. They actually judge themselves, Jesus says. Don't be so surprised. Indeed, the time is coming where all the dead in their graves will hear the voice of God's Son, and they will rise again. Those who have done good will rise to eternal life, and those who have continued in evil will rise to judgment. But I do nothing without consulting the Father. I judge as I am told, and my judgment is absolutely just, because it is according to the will of God who sent me. It is not merely my own. If I were to testify on my own behalf, my testimony would not be valid. But someone else is also testifying about me, and I can assure you that everything he says about me is true. In fact, you send messengers to listen to John the Baptist, and he preached the truth. But the best testimony about me is not from a man, though I have reminded you about John's testimony so you might be saved. John shone brightly for a while, and you benefited and rejoiced. But I have a greater witness than John, my teaching and my miracles. They have been assigned to me by the Father, and they testify that the Father has sent me, and the Father himself has also testified about me. You have never heard his voice or seen him face to face, and you do not have his message in your hearts, because you do not believe me, the one he sent to you. But I have great, amen. Verse 20:36, but I have a greater witness than John, my teachings and my miracles. See, that for us is his teachings that resound in our hearts, that go back and forth in our spirit. Our soul listens to it. Our spirit listens to it. Our body listens to it. We're getting, and we have life in his teachings and his miracles. What's the miracle? That we start to believe. Those words are changing us. We're starting to care for us, care for the things God cares for, care for the love and the preservation of our fathers and mothers, brothers and sisters and family. We believe. It says, you search the scriptures because you believe they give you eternal life. But the scriptures point to me. Yet you refuse to come to me so that I can give you this eternal life. Your approval or disapproval means nothing to me, says Jesus, because I know you don't have God's love within you. For I have come to you representing my Father, and you refuse to welcome me, even though you readily accept others who represent only themselves. No wonder you can't believe. For you are gladly honor other, each other, but you don't care about the honor that comes from God alone. Yet it is not I who will accuse you of this before the Father. Moses will accuse you. Yes, Moses, on whom you set your hopes. But if you have believed Moses, you would have believed me, because he wrote about me. And since you don't believe what he wrote, how will you believe what I say? Amen. You know, it's kind of funny that Jesus says that they read the scriptures day and night, and the scriptures point to him, to Jesus. But yet you refuse to come to me so that I can give you this eternal life. Verse 39 says, you search the scriptures because you believe they give you eternal life. But the scriptures point to me, yet you refuse to come to me so that I can give you eternal life. Your approval or disapproval means nothing to me, because I know you don't have God's love within you. For I have come to you representing my Father, full of life, and you refuse to welcome me, full of life, even though you readily accept others who represent only themselves. No wonder you can't believe, for you gladly honor each other, but you don't care about the honor that comes from God alone. The point for us born-again Christians is not trying to figure out who's born again, who doesn't, why Nicodemus got born again, other people. Joseph of Matthias, he got born again by listening to the scriptures. But what I want to point out right here is that for you gladly honor, you can honor yourself, you can honor each other, you can honor, but you don't care about the honor that comes from Jesus Christ alone, from God alone. How's that, Fernando? By not praising him and thanking him and worship him and believing that he can take care of your problems so you can activate his promises. Second Peter, where it says that through Jesus Christ, we have promises. Verse 45, yet is not I who will accuse you of this before the Father. Moses will accuse you. Yes, Moses in whom you set your hopes. But if you had believed Moses, you would have believed me because he wrote about me. And since you don't believe what he wrote, how would you believe what I say? So apparently it was just a union, an organization, a bunch of construction guys in there working to manipulate the system and get their meals and lord power over the people, more like a mafia. That were there claiming to believe. But there were some in there. There were a few that did believe. God's people. Amen. Thank you so much for coming on today's reading and teaching. I love you. God bless you. Let's go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We believe, Lord. We thank you and we praise you for this time we have together. Lord, thank you for the reading of your word. Thank you, Father, for blessing us continually, helping us to stay active in your presence for your glory and your honor. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we give you all the glory and the honor. Praise Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Reading Bible. Continue with John chapter 4, verses 43-54. At the end of 2 days, Jesus went on into Galilee. He had previously said, a prophet is honored everywhere except in his own country. The Galileans welcomed him, for they had been in Jerusalem at the Passover celebration and had seen all his miraculous signs. In the course of his journey through Galilee, he arrived at the town of Cana, where he had turned the water into wine. There was a government official in the city of Capernaum whose son was very sick. When he heard that Jesus had come from Judea and was traveling in Galilee, he went over to Cana. He found Jesus and begged him to come to Capernaum with him to heal his son, who was about to die. Jesus asked, must I do miraculous signs and wonders before you people will believe in me? The official pleaded, Lord, please come now before my little boy dies. Then Jesus told him, go back home. Your son will live. And the man believed Jesus' word and started home. While he was on his way, some of his servants met him with the news that his son was alive and well. He asked them when the boy had begun to feel better, and they replied, yesterday afternoon, at 1 o'clock, his fever suddenly disappeared. Then the father realized it. It was the same time that Jesus had told him, your son will live. And the officer and his entire household believed in Jesus. This was Jesus' second miraculous sign in Galilee after coming from Judea. Note, as I read the scriptures, I get belief and more belief that through Jesus Christ, all the blessings, all the honor, all the promises of God, and my faith is growth. That's why I need to have evidence by praising and worshiping Jesus and continue to have peace and joy and evidence that through Jesus Christ, all things will be well. Amen. I need to focus on Jesus, praise Jesus, and thank him as I go along. My thanking is my walking. As this man went home on his way, he believed. So our work is to believe in the one who God sent and has our salvation and our continuous miracles working through us. His work working through us. Amen. Now in chapter 5 of John, verses up to 23, afterwards Jesus returned to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish holy days. Inside the city near the sheep gate was the pool of Bethesda with 5 covered porches. Crowds of sick people, blind, lame, or paralyzed, laid on the porch. One of the men lying there had been sick for 38 years. When Jesus saw him and knew how long he had been ill, he asked him, "Would you like to get well?" "I can't, sir," the sick man said, "for I have no one to help me into the pool when the water stirred up. While I'm trying to get there, someone else always gets in ahead of me." Jesus told him, "Stand up, pick up your sleeping mat, and walk." Instantly, the man was healed. He rolled up the mat and began walking. But this miracle happened on the Sabbath day, so the Jewish leaders objected. They said to the man who was cured, "You can't work on the Sabbath. It's illegal to carry that sleeping mat." He replied, "The man who healed me said to me, 'Pick up your sleeping mat and walk.'" "Who said such a thing as that?" they demanded. The man didn't know, for Jesus had disappeared into the crowd. But afterwards, Jesus found him in the temple and told him, "Now you are well, so stop sinning, or something even worse may happen to you." Then the man went to find the Jewish leaders and told them it was Jesus who had healed him. So the Jewish leaders began harassing Jesus for breaking the Sabbath rules. But Jesus replied, "My Father never stops working, so why should I?" So the Jewish leaders tried all the more to kill him. In addition to disobeying the Sabbath rules, he has spoken of God as his Father, thereby making him equal with God. Jesus replied, "I assure you, the Son can do nothing for himself or by himself. He does only what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and tells him everything he is doing, and the Son will do far greater things than healing this man. You will be astonished at what he does. He will even raise from the dead anyone he wants to, just as the Father does, and the Father leaves all judgment to his Son so that everyone will honor the Son just as they honor the Father. But if you refuse to honor the Son, then you are certainly not honoring the Father who sent him." Amen. There it is. And the Father leaves all judgment to his Son so that everyone will honor the Son just as they honor the Father. But if you refuse to honor the Son, praise and worship him and thank him for your situations, then you are certainly not honoring the Father who sent him. Whew. Lo and behold, I have no more saints that I used to pray to and burn candles to. Hallelujah. Everyone will honor the Son. I praise. It's honor to bring a situation to the Lord Jesus and place it at his feet and praise him and thank him for him. It's eating my lunch, but I'm praising and thanking the Lord about it. Amen. Praise be to the Lord Jesus Christ, who gives us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Amen. In verses 24 to 47 of John 5, I, Jesus, assure you, those who listen to my message and believe in God who sent me have eternal life. They will never be condemned for their sins, but they have already passed from death into life. And I assure you that the time is coming In fact, as it is here, when the dead will hear my voice, the voice of the Son of God, and those who listen will live. Note, we that are alive are hearing right now the voice of the Son of God. We have the capacity to live abundantly with these words. Jesus says, I assure you, you who listening to my message and believe in God, that God the Father sent him, have eternal life. Believing in the words that Jesus has given us, they will never be condemned for their sins, but they have already passed from death into life. I assure you, family, I rejoice and thank God that I am not going to be condemned for my sins, that Jesus has taken it away, stock barrel, and the whole enchilada. I believe they will never be condemned for their sins. Why is it that we have self-condemnation? The devil reminds us of that, and then we stay in the loop of depression. But we have already passed from death to life. The reason we stay under depression and self-condemnation is we don't read the words of God so the water can cleanse us and transform our minds and shoo the devil away. The devil is defeated by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Let's see, verse 26. The Father has life in himself, and he has granted his Son to have life in himself. Amen. Note, and the Son has granted life to us that we may have life in ourselves. Enthusiasm, wisdom, energy, and strength. Verse 27. And he has given him authority to judge all mankind because he is the Son of God. Amen. The authority that Jesus has is that they believe in him, they will be saved. When they don't believe in him, the authority is to judge them. They actually judge themselves, Jesus says. Don't be so surprised. Indeed, the time is coming where all the dead in their graves will hear the voice of God's Son, and they will rise again. Those who have done good will rise to eternal life, and those who have continued in evil will rise to judgment. But I do nothing without consulting the Father. I judge as I am told, and my judgment is absolutely just, because it is according to the will of God who sent me. It is not merely my own. If I were to testify on my own behalf, my testimony would not be valid, but someone else is also testifying about me, and I can assure you that everything he says about me is true. In fact, you send messengers to listen to John the Baptist, and he preached the truth. But the best testimony about me is not from a man, though I have reminded you about John's testimony so you might be saved. John shone brightly for a while, and you benefited and rejoiced. But I have a greater witness than John, my teaching and my miracles. They have been assigned to me by the Father, and they testify that the Father has sent me, and the Father himself has also testified about me. You have never heard his voice or seen him face to face, and you do not have his message in your hearts, because you do not believe me, the one he sent to you. But I have great, amen. Verse 20:36. But I have a greater witness than John, my teachings and my miracles. See, that for us is his teachings that resound in our hearts, that go back and forth in our spirit. Our soul listens to it. Our spirit listens to it. Our body listens to it. We're getting, and we have life in his teachings and his miracles. What's the miracle? That we start to believe those words are changing us. We're starting to care for us, care for the things God cares for, care for the love and the preservation of our fathers and mothers, brothers and sisters and family. We believe. It says, you search the scriptures because you believe they give you eternal life. But the scriptures point to me, yet you refuse to come to me so that I can give you this eternal life. Your approval or disapproval means nothing to me, says Jesus, because I know you don't have God's love within you. For I have come to you representing my Father, and you refuse to welcome me. Even though you readily accept others who represent only themselves. No wonder you can't believe, for you are gladly honor other each other, but you don't care about the honor that comes from God alone. Yet it is not I who will accuse you of this before the Father. Moses will accuse you. Yes, Moses, on whom you set your hopes, but if you have believe Moses, you would have believed me because he wrote about me. And since you don't believe what he wrote, how will you believe what I say? Amen. You know, it's kind of funny that these, Jesus says that they read the scriptures day and night, and the scriptures point to him, to Jesus. But yet you refuse to come to me so that I can give you this eternal life. Verse 39 says, you search the scriptures because you believe they give you eternal life. But the scriptures point to me, yet you refuse to come to me so that I can give you eternal life. Your approval or disapproval means nothing to me because I know you don't have God's love within you. For I have come to you representing my Father, full of life, and you refuse to welcome me full of life, even though you readily accept others who represent only themselves. No wonder you can't believe, for you gladly honor each other, but you don't care about the honor that comes from God alone. The point for us born-again Christians is not trying to figure out who's born again, who doesn't, why Nicodemus got born again, other people. Joseph of Matthias, he got born again by listening to the scriptures. But what I want to point out right here is that for you gladly honor, you can honor yourself, you can honor each other, you can honor, but you don't care about the honor that comes from Jesus Christ alone, from God alone. How's that, Fernando? By not praising him and thanking him and worship him and believing that he can take care of your problems so you can activate his promises. Second Peter, where it says that through Jesus Christ, we have promises. Verse 45, yet is not I who will accuse you of this before the Father. Moses will accuse you. Yes, Moses, in whom you set your hopes. But if you had believed Moses, you would have believed me because he wrote about me. And since you don't believe what he wrote, how would you believe what I say? So apparently it was just a union, an organization, a bunch of construction guys in there working to manipulate the system and get their meals and lord power over the people, more like a mafia, that were there claiming to believe. But there were some in there, there were a few that did believe, God's people. Amen. Thank you so much for coming on today's reading and teaching. I love you. God bless you. Let's go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We believe, Lord. We thank you and we praise you for this time we have together. Lord, thank you for the reading of your word. Thank you, Father, for blessing us continually, helping us to stay active in your presence for your glory and your honor. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, We give you all the glory and the honor. Praise Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.